Message number 771. All false prophets will be cast out by me and punished severely. Tuesday, April 23, 2013 at 04:55 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my visionaries all over the world are undergoing great suffering at this time as they endure the pain required to save the souls of mankind. They, having offered themselves into my service, will walk alone as I did when I climbed Mount Calvary with only the very few who will come their aid. Just as those genuine souls of mine suffer the pain, the ridicule and the rejection, so will those false prophets and visionaries be glorified, and they will fool many. The false prophets will rise amongst you and attract praise and glory. Behind their facade of humility and sweet words will an emptiness born from the spirit of evil. I warn the world not to follow those false prophets who seek glory, adulation and praise for themselves in my holy name. No man sent by me, Jesus Christ, will exalt themselves in order to get you to fall at their feet. No prophet of mine will stand on a pedestal and say he is greater than you. He does not have to say he is greater than his fellow brothers and sisters to do this. All he has to do is to preach words of so-called wisdom in a way which will lead you to believe that he should be praised for his own perceived allegiance to God. Instead of encouraging prayer and bringing you closer to God, he will command and demand your respect first. He will do this by showing you the kind of attributes you would associate with devout people. These false prophets will attract souls to them through the sin of pride. Pride in a false prophet will attract pride in other souls. One praises the other by using the name of God to proclaim their greatness. Be wary of those who will ask you to cover yourself with what they refer to as special gifts which attract the spirit world. You must avoid those who in my name invite you to dabble in spirits which they say will bring you great peace and comfort, but where God is not mentioned. If you are not invited to bow in humility before God, but instead are asked to place yourself and your own well-being first and before the needs of others, then you must know that could never come from God. You must never place your own interests or that of others before God. Everything you ask for must be according to the holy will of God. Many of the world's false prophets are working with spirits which do not come from me. They will promote the importance of inner healing, positive thinking and metaphysics, all of which amount to one thing. Man will be encouraged to exalt himself before God. All false prophets will be cast out by me and punished severely. Their punishments will exceed that of ordinary mortal men because they will be responsible for the loss of so many souls. Your Jesus.